This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Support or concern as appropriate.
Yeah. I want to ask a question that looks like history, but it was in the news recently. Yesterday, I believe, according to government documents and recent news reports, the Justice Department had an ongoing criminal investigation for bribery, extortion, and money laundering into officials for the Russian company making the purchase of Uranium One. That purchase was approved during the previous administration and resulted in the Russians owning 20% of America's uranium mining capacity. What are you doing to find out how the Russian takeover of the American uranium was allowed to occur despite criminal conduct by the Russian company that the Obama administration approved to make the purchase?
Mr. Chairman, we will hear your concerns. The Department of Justice will take such actions as is appropriate, I know. And I would offer that some people have gone to jail in that transaction already, but the article talks about other issues. So without confirming or denying the existence of any particular investigation, I would say I hear your concerns and they will be reviewed.
I think I know why you're probably reluctant to go into some detail on that, but I would like to remind you that Deputy Attorney Rosenstein directly supervised the criminal case when he was U.S. Attorney in Maryland. I don't think it would be proper for him to supervise a review of his own conduct, do you?
It would be his decision. He's a man of integrity and ability. If he feels that he has a inability to proceed with any investigation, it would be his responsibility to make that determination and should consult, as I told you I would, and as I have done, with the senior ethics people at the department.
Reports suggest that the Clinton Foundation received millions of dollars from interested parties in the transaction. Bill Clinton received $500,000 for a speech in Moscow, June 2010, from the Russian government-aligned bank. The same month as the speech, Russia began the uranium acquisition process. This fact pattern raises serious concerns about improper political influence on the process by the Clintons during the Obama administration. Has the Justice Department fully investigated whether the Russians compromised the Obama administration's decisions to smooth the way for transactions? And if not, why not?
Mr. Chairman, we're working hard to maintain discipline in the department. It wouldn't be appropriate for me to comment on any ongoing investigation.
Okay, then let me move on to another.
You know, this is, I think, one of the lowlights for Jeff Sessions. I was unimpressed, Scott, during this part of the testimony, because, you know, in the first question, it almost seemed like he was just kind of covering up. He couldn't come out and just say, nope, we're not on top of this, but that seems to be the case. And the answer about Rosenstein is, very, very vanilla and noncommittal. And I understand with some of these stuff, as best I can understand, is that you have to be careful about what you put out there. But I didn't come away from that testimony thinking that he's on top of this. And this is something that is gaining legs, which is surprising because, as you'll recall, we talked to Peter Schweitzer a couple of years ago with Clinton Cash when he released Clinton Cash. And this was one of the huge deals that came out of this, and we've mentioned it along the way, even in light of this supposed collusion that took place in this last election. And you're going, well, wait a minute, what about the you know, what about all this uranium and that somehow Russia ends up with 20% of our uranium? And then on top of that, there was this signed agreement that says that, yeah, they can have it, but they can't, you know, let it leave the state. Well, we're finding out now that there's some yellow cake uranium that has been leaving the country. Stay tuned. This has legs, and there's going to be much more to be said about this.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Bill Martinez here. Boy, I'll tell you. You know, the stuff that you go to bed with and you say, okay, well, maybe it'll be resolved by the morning. But no, in some cases, whether it's the Uranium One situation that's taken place, all of a sudden the government and the media is starting to talk about it. Again, this goes back to what we maintained early on, and that is that we're going to find out so much more after President Barack Obama has left office. And, you know, this really points to the cowardice of the mainstream media, because they didn't want to bring this stuff up and really go head to head because of the, you know, the whole black racial implication that it could create. And even I would say to this day, America is still walking on eggshells over this deal. You know, we still want to offend, you know, Barack Obama. I mean, regardless of the fact that he's black, it's just like, what did he do? And, you know, what did the first black attorney general do to where he got indicted? I mean, this guy should be subject for arrest because of Fast and Furious. And now he's declared, boy, he's planted his flag and says he's going to be an anti-Trumper. He's part of the resistance. You know, it's a sad and pathetic story. But, you know, this goes on and on, and we're starting to realize just how damaging and how deleterious to our national security this previous administration has been to our country. This is why, thank God, most of America woke up and said, look, we cannot continue on this track. And it may be a little far-fetched, but, hey, we're going to put our vote with Donald Trump and hope and think that maybe a businessman can come in and turn things around. And, of course, the other thing that's been getting traction, and I think way too much traction in all the wrong direction, and maybe we're adding to it, so forgive me up front, but we're reporting on what's being talked about out there. And that has to do with I'm in Florida, and I got to tell you, I'm embarrassed for this state that they have a representative like Frederica Wilson representing Miami. It's sad. I mean, for as talented as this woman is, she should know better than this. To be so political, to create the problem that she's done, I mean, she's added to the problem. She's not resolved it and turned it into a political deal. And it's a shame because of the soldier, the Army Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, who gave his life. He was one of 4 Green Berets that lost their lives there. And, you know, and the media takes this apart. They want to go through the process. Like, you know, how do you call? Where do you go? You know, does everybody get called that dies, you know, and all this sort of thing? I mean, it's just been real politicized. But listen to what Frederica Wilson had to say about this whole situation and all this kerfuffle that's being brought out that's taking away from the heroism and what Army Sergeant LaDavid Johnson and his family have given to America and America's freedom.
When the president tweeted that you've totally fabricated this conversation with the wife of a soldier who died and that he has proof, perhaps this phone call was taped on his end, what is your proof?
I'm not trying to prove anything with the president. So the president evidently is lying, because what I said is true. I have no reason to lie on the president of the United States with a dead soldier in my community. I have no time. I have no motive. I see him as Ned in the first grade reader trying to find something to do, and he has a lot to do. We are almost at war with North Korea. We're dealing with Iran, and he needs to learn from past presidents like President Obama and be presidential during times like this. Someone needs to train him and teach him what to say. Maybe they can write a script for him, and he can just call and say, you have my sympathy, I'm sending you a letter.
And so, Congresswoman, when you asked to be put on the phone with the president after what you heard, the portion of the phone call that you heard, what were you going to say to him if you'd been put on the phone?
You know what? I think I was going to curse him out.
Great.
And what were you going to say? I mean, you don't have to use the curse words, but what was it about what you heard that got you so livid?
I'll just keep that to myself because I don't want to politicize that.
And who stopped
okay,
you?
Okay, hey, let's stop this guy. Let's go ahead and cut this down. I mean, this is, again, I think everybody gets the sentiment here of what the Congresswoman was doing. See, this is all part and parcel of perspective. If you hold to a certain worldview that you're resisting Donald Trump, it doesn't matter what he does. And I think America is getting tired of this stuff, and particularly from people that should know better. I mean, there she is. She is with the widow of the fallen soldier. And what kind of comfort is she offering? Oh, no, and then she has the audacity to say, well, I didn't want to make it political. What do you mean in one of you already did? And on top of that, one of the things, and I don't know if she said this, but in an earlier soundbite, she said she didn't hear the entire conversation. So she got a little piece of the conversation. Here you have the widow who is upset. And I question whether or not Frederica Wilson, the congresswoman, came alongside that woman to support what President Trump was trying to do. I mean, here it is. Well, go ahead.
It was also the staff sergeant that told her she couldn't get on the phone. So obviously he was there. He heard it as well. Mm-hmm. She talks about, giving him a script to read to these people. I actually prefer that he doesn't have a script when he does this.
Right.
Because then it's something that means something more than me just reading a statement to you. We've all seen it to where, somebody gets caught doing something and then they read a prepared statement. What do we all say? Oh, yeah, well, sure, he's apologizing now that he got caught. Well, I want him to take the time to with these things to make them individual for the people. I don't want to have it to where, well, I got the same call as the other guy did.
Does it got to come down to a situation where the president of the United States, who is everybody's president, has to be mindful of, before he calls somebody, he goes, well, what is their political background? Who's their senator? Is the senator in the back of the car? Are they going to influence this conversation? I mean, is this what it's come down to? That everything has to be bifurcated in a conversation here? The president takes the time. Here's the president of the United States, takes the time to make the phone call. And from what I understand, he's called most of these, these fallen soldiers' families. We refer to them as Gold Star families. And he has taken the time, write letters and called most of them. And then the thing is that, I'm sorry that the president gets into this comparative and all of a sudden he's got to talk about, well, go look and see what, President Obama did. I'm tired of that comparison. And I don't care what President Obama did. I only care right now, because it's today, caring what Donald Trump does. And I'm getting worn out with all these comparisons. Well, Obama got away with this, or he got away with that, or what did he do? Kind of deal. Look, a lot of this is perception. If you do not respect this president, it doesn't matter He can ask you, hey, would you mind passing the ketchup? And you're going to be offended because, you know, he asked for ketchup instead of mustard.
Why did you ask me to pass the ketchup?
Yeah, why'd you? Well, like, I'm the person, like, why didn't you ask that other person?
Because I'm a servant to you?
I was
to pass the ketchup?
I was the closest black person to ketchup. Is that what it was? This is getting ridiculous. I'm Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Senator Kennedy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. General Session. Thank you. Welcome back. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Did you conspire with Russia or an agent of the Russian government to influence the outcome of the 2016 presidential election?
No.
Do you want the special counsel who is investigating those matters to succeed?
I want him to complete his investigation professionally, yes.
If he asked you for your cooperation, would you give it?
Yes.
If he asked to meet with you to discuss what, if anything, you know about all that, would you agree to meet with him?
Absolutely.
Well, and pretty well sized it up. I think those were pointed questions directed to Jeff Sessions in the hearing yesterday.
Definitive answers.
Really? I mean, and it's like, quite okay, you know, outside of the politics, outside of everything else, let's just go straight up. You know, did you? No, I didn't. And here is all the deal. I mean, Franken, Senator Franken, I mean, what a comedy. I mean, he's good for as a comedy writer because he's got time and he can wordsmith and everything else. But when it comes to politics, clearly, it's like he goes on and on. You go, you know, is there a question at the end of this 5-minute diatribe? And now you're complaining because you ran out of time. Well, but it took you 5 minutes and you said it three times. The very, you know, I think something that looked like a question or sounded like a question.
Better than that with him, though. Because if his first question doesn't get the answer, you know, hey, Bill, do you like milk? You know, yeah, I like milk. Okay, hold on here. So do you like the liquid that comes out of cows? What? Yeah, I just said I like milk. Oh, wait, no, you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, he tries to reword the same question a million different times. And I know what he's trying to do.
Well, the problem is he's hanging around a bunch of these attorneys. And I don't know if you've had anything, much involvement in the legal profession, but I used to be an executive director for a private school, and we trained what was known as note readers. Okay, these were gals that were taught how to read the stenotype language that is taken down in a courtroom. And in order to help the stenographers out, there was this intermediary class of people that was developed, or this team of individuals that were trained to read, you know, from the notes directly and translate, because all that stuff has to be translated so the attorneys can, you know, read it. All that to say is that the big job of whether it's a stenographer or a note reader is not only translating what they say, but the words that attorneys make up. They just make up words, and it's so goofy, and it just goes along with, you know, the profession, because they're all that in a bag of chips. And they have to sound this way because, you know, hey, look, they have a Juris Doctorate. And they can talk that way and they make up words. And I think that Franken's hanging around too many attorneys. And he's lost his ability to communicate. I mean, he comes across like some kind of knucklehead. I mean, even on the first time, the first round that he kind of trapped Sessions on and they recounted it, you know, he bumbled through the question. Well, this way, I just got it. You may not have seen it. You know, and why Sessions even decided to even answer it was a big mistake anyway. I mean, he said, well, look, I haven't seen, I don't know what you're talking about. And you really seem to be very vague yourself. So why don't we wait until you can ask a question and we have the information before I even attempt to answer it? You know, so, you know, Sessions kind of trapped himself with this deal and got caught in Franken's bucket of gum. But again, there he was yesterday and then complaining because he ran out of time.
Well, and then there's, you know, he reminds me of the guy that wants to show that he's smart. So, you know, he just tries to overdo it. And it's one of those things where you can tell he is going against his nature, because I do think he, you know, on Saturday Night Live, he was a funny guy,
yeah.
You know. So it's obvious that he has some personality there. And if I feel like if he wasn't trying to, like, be the smart guy, he'd probably do better.
Mm-hmm.
It would come across, he would get his point across quicker, and it would be more effective. But
it's like, where's his staff? I mean, you got staff people there that, you know all this stuff, and it's like, okay, and they're probably shaking their heads going, gosh, you know, I gave him a real simple sentence and he didn't, you know, because they know him and they know his capability. And there he goes. He goes off prompter. He goes off script. And, you know, he's rattling about as opposed to just getting to the point of it. And this is the thing about these, you know, all these hearings that you get going on. There's a lot of showboating that goes on, especially as you're getting into an election year. Everybody, well, I got to make sure people, my constituents see me as, you know, being really smart and on top of this stuff, you know, because here I am on national TV. So I got to make sure my soundbite, you know, comes across worthy of being, you know, reelected, you know. So it's a showboating situation that is ripe for the calling here.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. I wish somebody would stand up behind him and just say, "Hey, Smalley, stick to the script."
Exactly. But I know I gotta imagine his staff is sitting there going, they're like, you know, closing their eyes, just shaking their head, going, "Oh God, here he goes again," you know, whole deal. But you know, meanwhile, he's given place.
Well, he wants to get that the Gowdy gotcha, you know.
Yeah.
Because Gowdy has a bunch of those in these settings to where he asks
questions.
Well, he's
not Trey Gowdy. He's not a prosecutor.
No.
He's not even near eloquent as Trey Gowdy.
He wasn't elected. He wasn't elected for those reasons. He was elected because people liked him.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you know, hey, it's like Jesse Ventura. Let's do something different. You know, why not?
Same state, man.
Right?
Same state.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I think it's all part and parcel. It's why you guys, you know, put a hole in the ice and you go fishing, you know? Right?
Well, yeah. But at the same time, we're also, I mean.
I got to be careful because somebody's going to come and get me and put me in the hole in the ice.
Well, for as blue as the state is on national elections, within state, the Democrats and the Republicans both work together. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, something must be working there.
Yeah. Well, and thank God for it, and that's what needs to be done. But you have to have
I wish it
people,
was on the national level that it was.
Well, wouldn't that be awesome? But, you know, especially right now when you've got the resistance going on and you got people like Frederica Wilson. I mean, to me, I'm disappointed. I think she poorly represents, I would say, a good portion of America in this kind of language because you would think, I mean, you know, her background's in education as a principal. I mean, would she want to have teachers under her to support her agenda as a principal that talked the way she did, that upended and divided the constituency the way she did, all for the sake of, because somehow it, you know, that's just politics and that's the way it's supposed to go. But meanwhile, you know, as we've been saying, Scott, you know, I think, gosh, here we are, we the people, we're paying for this. This is the product that we pay for. We pay trillions of dollars every year, and this is what our money gets us.
Can I get my money back?
Yeah, I mean, or you know, look at you guys don't deserve it. It's kind of like one ball player. I remember when I was a kid growing up, and he was a franchise player, and he was playing for the Angels, California Angels, and Gene Autry was the owner at the time, and he did not have the start of the season was really rough, and he felt so bad that he returned his paycheck to Mr. Autry. Because I don't deserve this. I have not played well. And, you know, I thought, wow, what a classy act, gesture, whatever you want to call it. But that was amazing. And you know, and I think about some of these politicians, it's like, man, you guys are missing the whole point here. And this is the problem I've had with all of this, is that they need to get, there needs to be some center about this whole thing. And we got to talk more about the Trump dynamic and what Trump is doing as a businessman. You know, you've heard me say about, you get these business counselors who come in and find out where the businesses have gone wrong, takes them back. This is the whole idea of making America great again. In that process, you got to go back to rediscover when America was great and recount that area, figure out where did you make the wrong turn. And this is what Donald Trump is in the process of doing, but we got to give him some time and we got to support him so that we can get back on track and that the money that we're investing in this government, we get a return on investment. What a novel concept. It's 29 after the top of the hour.
Businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When you see broken beyond repair, I see healing beyond belief. When you see too far gone, I see one step away from home. You see nothing but damage through. I see something good in the making. I'm not finished yet.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
And it's up to we the people to help them remember, ladies and gentlemen. This is a country, a government of, for, by we the people. So the very government that we have right now, we only have ourselves to blame for it. But I believe the tide is rising. The tide is turning on this. And it's going to be up to me and you to make the difference, be the difference, so that we can get this country back on track. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Greg Roman joins us now. He's the director of the Middle East Forum, has consulted on American Middle East policy with D.C. lawmakers for the past 5 years, and previously served as the political advisor to the Deputy Foreign Minister of Israel, worked for the Israeli Ministry of Defense. Greg Roman, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Hey, before we talk about the Russian ordeal, I do want to get very quickly your perspective on what is happening with ISIS. It looks very positive right now with, with U.S. forces and allies taking over Raqqa. It seems again that ISIS is on the run. We've heard this before. And maybe they're, once again, maybe just maybe running in a different direction only to attack from a different direction later on. What's your read on this?
In terms of the status of ISIS forces in Raqqa, within Syria, and also within Iraq, they're on their last heel now. They're about to face their death knell as a physical army. Mike Pompeo, director of the CIA, leading clandestine operations, Jim Mattis, Secretary of Defense, realigning our strategy post-Obama, has really had a lot of success in being able to beat them as an entity on the ground. However, their ideology still permeates, whether it be in Libya, in Somalia, in the Philippines, throughout the rest of the Middle East. There are ISIS cells which are active, and unfortunately, we still have to worry about homegrown terror attacks by the virtual caliphate, if you want to call it, here in the United States. And there's still many thousands who have fled back to Europe, which will be an ongoing problem.
Well, Greg, as we understood a while ago, that ISIS was metastasizing, and that's what you're confirming, is, and we know this to be the case, whether it's in other parts of the world, as you say, including homegrown areas, we see ISIS's head and influence being pronounced in these other countries. So though we may have chased them out of Iraq, and Raqqa, we still got battles to fight yet with them.
Right, that's correct. And we should not forget about the next battle to come, which will be against the Shia Islamists led by Iran.
Yes.
As a vacuum was created by U.S. and our allies in Syria and Iraq, has created a vacuum of Sunni influence. We now see that the Shia will fill that with Hezbollah, Afghani and Pakistani militia in Syria, the Syrian army, and also a group called the Shabiha, the Shia militants backed by the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in northern Iraq that are right now engaged with the Kurds. So it's not anywhere near done.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about Kurdistan with the eruption here this week. And we were warned early on, Lieutenant Colonel Sergeant Sangari came on and gave us a real quick update as to what was happening there. And boy, I'll tell you, this smells of another civil war that could very well be brewing here, Greg.
It could. And the Kurds, promised a state back in 1920, have been fighting against different colonial powers, whether it be the Turks in southeast Turkey, whether it be Assad in northeast Syria, whether it be Saddam Hussein and the massacres that took place in the 80s and 90s. Now, the difference between this Kurdish polity and others is it has had since 1991 to establish itself, 26 years as an independent political and military actor. The Kirkuk and Sinjar withdrawal by the Kurds, and you had the Iraqi army and Shia militias fill those voids earlier in the week, should not be seen as a Kurdish defeat. It should be looked at as a tactical retreat. I think that if the Iranians, the Turks, and Iraq do go into those three northern provinces in northern Iraq where the Kurds reside under the Kurdish regional government, you're going to have a bloodbath. But it may not just be the Kurds. I think they'll be able to fight back.
Exactly. Well, I want to talk to you about Russia. We've got about 5 minutes here, and so get through this situation. And your report is that the Russians used bribes, sought to pad Clinton charity amid Obama-era push to expand U.S. nuclear footprint. And that's pretty much it in a sentence, isn't it?
It is. I mean, listen, the Russians have been trying to interfere with American electoral politics, whether there was Facebook, Twitter, and other social media assets before Trump. Even before Obama, we saw that they were trying to influence the U.S. through their soft propaganda operations and psychological warfare. But this issue of having the uranium deal made and then asking the Czech Republic and Poland to abdicate on arms agreements that we had had with them prior to the signing of this Russian reset was indicative of the stink coming out of the Clinton State Department and also the Holder Justice Department right at the beginning of the Obama era. And because now the Democrats have been trying to flip this in trying to accuse President Trump and alleged collusion between him and Russian entities, it goes back 9 years.
Exactly. Well, I got to tell you, I'm surprised, and I don't know why I shouldn't be, but, you know, Peter Schweitzer pointed this out a long time ago when we first talked to Peter, probably a couple of years ago after he released the book, Clinton Cash, and we talked at length about this Uranium One deal. And in following the money, I mean, you don't have to, you know, theorize too much to figure out the connectivity between the money and how it flowed and what Russia's ambition was. And it's almost like this was the cherry on top for them to get 20% of the U.S.'s uranium assets. You know, because what they set up and what they worked out in the plan in total was quite comprehensive. I mean, Vladimir Putin had a definitive plan as to what he wanted to do with the uranium and become the, I guess, the nuclear stronghold by controlling uranium around the world, right?
Right. He did with Canadian stockpiles. There was Russian entries into Africa. They were looking at different deposits that were present in disparate countries throughout the rest of the world. And just because they said, I think the initial response from Clinton was that they said this was going to be sold to Canada. But that Canadian entity was controlled by the Russians.
Right, exactly.
So it's screen after screen. And this sort of tripartite alliance or method of building this pyramid between President Clinton, the former, being at his business interests, the Clinton Foundation being on another side, and then the ambitions of the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton trying to shepherd U.S. foreign policy and causing a cover for this entire deal and then all the actions that went in with it. So something is not right here.
Well, right on the heels of all this is Bill Clinton going to Moscow for a $500,000 speech engagement. I think they said he spent something like 20 minutes for $500,000. And as Peter brought out quite clearly, as most former presidents, you know, their speaking engagements usually run around 70,000-80,000 a year per speech. And this is what Bill Clinton was doing up until his wife became Secretary of State. She becomes Secretary of State, and all of a sudden, his speaking engagements start running in the realm of $300,000 to $500,000 plus. So that in and of itself says that there's trouble here in River City.
Perhaps at the best case scenario, he's a shrewd businessman who was able to take advantage of his wife's political career. But even that is, I think, in a certain level unethical, taking advantage of someone's public service and profiting off of it. The worst case scenario is there's this web of dark lies that are going on, and it's something that I think this Justice Department and Congress really has to look into.
Well, I got to tell you, I was disappointed in Jeff Sessions' response because I didn't get this sense that he really wanted to earnestly pursue this whole Russian deal, the Uranium One deal. I'm just concerned that maybe the swamp is covering up and the establishment of the Beltway is covering up the whole truth of this Uranium One deal in order to protect the Clintons and protect one another. But we'll have to wait and see. Greg Roman on Bill Martinez Live. Greg, always appreciate your insight. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much.
I had another dream last night about a poor wise man who changes the city.
When you feel alone.
We don't share the same life. We don't share anything.
You can leave. You choose.
And discover a life-changing friendship.
We have talked to him.
On October 20th, a simple act of kindness can change everything.
Amazing how far a little 10-11 care can go.
Find love.
Our lives together will never be as beautiful.
Find hope.
I worried I was so different from other people. But what I found out was, everybody's different. Same kind different as me.
Based on the incredible true story and best-selling book, Same Kind of Different as Me. Starring Academy Award nominee Greg Kinnear and Academy Award winner Renee Zellweger. Be in theaters October 20th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. For tickets and showtimes, go to samekindofdifferentasmemovie.com.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Yeah, and we're getting ready for the one and only Steve-O. Yes, Steve, the movie guy on Bill Martinez Live, direct from the movie capital of the world. A little tarnished these days, Steve-O, but it will survive. It always does.
It has. It's a little tarnished. Well, you know, Harvey Weinstein's a little tarnished, and rightfully
so,
I think.
Yeah, you think? You know, it's just... Yeah, you know, we were talking about this, and you have the same heart on this as I do, and that is, I think of these young girls, these aspiring girls that, you know, their dreams of being on the big screen, and unfortunately their life's trajectory got them connected or ran into Harvey Weinstein, or maybe even another Harvey Weinstein of a different name, because this is only the tip of the iceberg. I mean, Hollywood and the casting couch is synonymous, right?
Right, and that's been going on for years, right?
Yes. I mean, it's all acceptable. And the only deal, you know, the thing is that galls me is that, you know, some of the Hollywoodites, which drives me a little bit nuts here, are trying to claim some kind of moral high ground, you know, and, you know, after the fact. It's like, well, where were you when the girls came to you and said, hey, this guy raped me? And you said, well, it really didn't happen to me, and so I didn't think I should get involved. And now all of a sudden you're going to talk about it. I go, how embarrassing, you know, for you that you were in a position and you had a name and position in Hollywood where you could have, you know, you could have stepped in the gap here and you could have saved these girls a lot of pain and even Harvey Weinstein. Because Weinstein, like you say, has been doing this for decades. And this is the problem when you're messed up and you get away with this stuff and you just go, well, I mean, that's the way it is. It's the way it'll always be. And he's in the shock of shocks. You know, and he's still a bit delusional, it sounds like, with some of his comments, that he hasn't really realized the damage that he has caused, you know, to others and his family and this sort of thing. So, boy, I'll tell you this, you know, I believe in the redemption of humanity, Steve. I don't want to pig pile on the guy. I mean, what the guy did is awful. It is, sadly, as many will say that are in the inner workings of Hollywood, that this is the nature of it. I mean, the temptation. You got all these beautiful women, you know, parading by you. And, boy, this is like putting a red cape in front of a bunch of aggressive testosterone-filled bulls, you know?
Well, that's true, but they say, you know, the same things like this aren't necessarily about sex, they're about power. And
well, of course.
And had some real issues, it sounds like. And, mm-hmm. and I think maybe the key word here is this is the way things have been. I'm not sure that this is the way it's going to be going forward. We live in an age of social media, and it sounds like a lot of the women that this has happened to are uniting to make sure it doesn't happen again. I don't know. We'll see. I think, like in so many areas, as a culture, as a society, we're going through a period of growing pains. And I think this, you know, is all a part of it. So
the first part of it is you know, getting outside of deniability. And really dealing with this level, we've been saying for quite a while, Steve, and just to take up just a little bit more time, because, hey, you're the Hollywood guy here. we're going to put you on the box here. But, you know, you've got pedophilia to deal with. You know, Corey Feldman, some of those old interviews are being brought back. You know, you've had a lot of young boys that have committed suicide over the years over, you know, this sexual dysfunction and insanity that's taken place in Hollywood. So, you know, when Corey Feldman sits there and, you know, and Barbara Wawa is going, is it there really? I mean, you're indicting an industry. She goes, how pervasive? It's all over. She goes,
well,
I mean, she was like shocked. She about fell off the couch, you know, when he said it. She could not believe it. And the thing is, America heard that. Barbara Walters has heard that. Other people heard it. And, you know, that's fallen on deaf ears. Maybe, like you say, maybe this might be a time for renewal and honesty and legitimacy for the industry. But they've got to fight against human nature, and they've got to fight against their own humanistic moral understanding. They've got to go really deep on this if they're serious about, you know, reconciling, you know, this issue, because this is I think it's much deeper than we think.
Well, in defense of Hollywood, I mean, it happens in other industries, too. It happens in politics, you know, it happens everywhere. And I think that, you know, hopefully, I mean, it, you know, obviously Hollywood is a high profile situation, and it has always been known, you know, to have happened in this industry. But hopefully this is a moment.
And maybe to your point, Steve, that Hollywood could be an example and be a leader on this issue that would, you know, cause, you know, politics to look at itself or any kind of company. I mean, you got Fortune 500 companies. Everybody wants to get up in the corner office, right? And what's it going to take, right?
Well, you know, Hollywood is full of Fortune 500 companies. These are huge communication businesses.
Right.
So I don't know. I think we're at a moment. I think that going forward, things will definitely be different. We'll see.
Let's see if there's enough courage to carry the day and really do something about it, because nobody likes to go through this stuff. This is, you know, quite revealing, and it's, you know, I know people are in shock over this. I mean, they're like, whoa, you know, and they're probably, and to some degree, and deservedly so, maybe guilt-ridden and thinking, you know, where was I? Why didn't I stand up for these young girls, these talented girls who have given up their dream and they're serving pancakes over at Denny's now?
Yeah.
Because they didn't go the casting couch route, you know? So anyway.
Hopefully it's a new day.
Okay, I wanted to get your perspective on it. Thank you for putting up with me. Let's talk movies, huh? We're getting close to Halloween, so we got to have a Happy Death Day movie.
Yes,
right?
It is the Halloween season, so of course a movie like Happy Death Day will rule the charts. It made about $26 million, which is about $6 million more than we thought it would. Blade Runner 2049 was number two, making about $15.5 million. Foreigner, the Jackie Chan movie, was number three. It number four, and The Mountain Between Us rounded out the top five. Well, coming
up. What happened with Jackie Chan? I thought he would do better than that, didn't you?
No, that's about what we thought he would
do.
I mean, it was a smaller movie, Pierce Brosnan, and, you know, it's going to be good. It's going to be around for a while. I think it's going to hang in there, and, of course, it will live in, you know, on television for quite some time. So, you know, that's a fairly decent showing for a movie like that.
Did you get a chance to see Marshall? It was in limited release. I mean, because you're one of those limited release guys that, you know, it'll only be in two theaters around the world, but somehow it happens to be right next to where you live. But
no, that's on the list. I think it probably will go wide. I did see the Meyerowitz stories, which isn't even on the list.
Uh-huh.
I think it was playing in one theater. I was just looking
right
at that a moment ago.
Uh-huh.
The one that I go to, by the way,
right,
in West LA.
Well, of course, you see, that's your own private screening place. We know that. The truth be known. Now, when you go there, do they give you free popcorn and jujubes?
No, they don't. No, as a matter of fact, I have to pay like everybody else. But your point, though, it is nice to live in Hollywood, because you do get a chance to see some of these movies that take a while to get out there. But here's the thing about a movie which I did see, The Meyerowitz Stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Netflix. So even though it's only playing on one screen in L.A. or anywhere else in the country, you can see it on Netflix in the comfort and convenience of your own home. That
wow
is the era we are living in. So really, you know, in a sense, there are no limited releases anymore, because everybody gets a chance to see these things.
Exactly. It's very cool the way, I got a chance to see, and I spoke with Ted DiBiase. Remember that name? From wrestling fame? Were you ever exposed to?
I'll have to look that up.
The Biase family?
No,
the $1 million man. Hey, yeah, you know.
Hey.
People do anything for money, you know. How much money will it take?
Yeah,
What a character. His son's, it was kind of a family deal. So, saw his documentary, and that's going to be released here shortly. And again, you know, all these movies, like you say, they're being released in, you know, some in theaters, and, some are finding out, you know, these Fathom events, these different, distribution points, which, you know, makes it, you know, quite interesting, and really opens up a lot of alternatives
for
the viewing audience.
Everybody can go to the Landmark Theater in West L.A. That's how it works out.
Yeah, and you get your own popcorn your way.
Absolutely.
Out of your own
right
home,
there.
Right? Okay,
right.
What's coming up?
Geostorm. Now, here's an interesting movie. This is a movie which cost about $120 million to make. It's a big production from Warner Brothers and Skydance. Now, this was supposed to come out last year, but they had a test screening, and the audience came back and says, well, here are a couple of things that can be improved. So they went back, spent $15 million reshooting some scenes, and it's coming out this weekend. It hasn't been reviewed for the critics. And it's kind of crazy because, you know, you have these movies, which are high-profile movies, that all of a sudden get tagged with, you know, it kind of casts a pall over a production when you have to slip the release date and reshoot some scenes. But this could be a terrific film. They may have made the tweaks, and everything may work really well, but unfortunately it's entering the marketplace with this baggage, as we say.
Yes.
Okay, it's called Geostorm. Here's the idea. It's a great plot. Now, when a network of satellites designed to control the global climate start to attack the Earth, it's a race against the clock to uncover the real threat before a worldwide geostorm wipes out everything and everyone. Here's the idea. You know, it's years in the future. We finally found a way to control weather and eliminate natural disasters and make sure that where it needs to rain, it rains, and where it needs to be dry, it's dry. The whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody hacks into this system and starts using it to create natural disasters. It's a great idea. Unfortunately, we don't know what the critics think because it wasn't released for the critics. It's out there this weekend, Geostorm. It probably will not be number one. Probably make about 10.5, and that's not much for a movie that cost over $120 million to make.
Wow, yeah.
Wow. Yes, and we have the movie that will be number one will be Tyler Perry, and Tyler Perry's Boo 2. It only cost $25 million to make. Nothing like Tyler Perry dressing up as a woman. It's out there this weekend, the Madea Halloween, and probably will make about $20 million and rule the box office during this Halloween season.
Amazing. Can you imagine that? Boo 2. Tyler Perry. Talk about a money machine, huh?
Well,
lots of offerings here, and we'll see at the Cineplex. Jujubes for everybody, why not? And save some popcorn for me. Hey, you too. Thank you so much. Steve O. Evans, the movie guy, live from Hollywood, California, the one and only. Thank you so much for being with us, Steve O.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2000. 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.